Shabbat Shalom. We're just now beginning the book of Leviticus. It's sometimes called the book of priests or Torah Kohanim or the book of sacrifices or the book of holiness. Back in Exodus 19:6, Adonai told us, "And you will be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." God set apart his people to serve him in devotion and sincerity. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Baal Shem Tov, who was the founder of the Hasidic sect to Judaism in the 18th century, said, "Everything contains a spark of holiness." The idea of holiness comes from the word kadosh. That's right, just like our very own Ridge Monkeys play. Learn something new every week. The tribe of Levi together made up the priesthood way back then. They were the ones who cared for the temple. They taught and they cared for the people. I imagine some of them preached, and they were in charge of the sacrifices. I had always had a mental hang-up all my life over animal sacrifices. It's a battle inside my own mind. I don't really like killing things. Don't get me wrong. I have no remorse at all for smashing a spider or for killing a rattlesnake if I need to. I have no problem eating meat from an animal that was slaughtered for me. I could even slaughter them myself if it was necessary to live or for my family to live. But to take a harmless bull or sheep or dove and kill it and burn it up because I have sinned didn't seem to make sense to me. That is, until I realized that it's not the sacrifice that's most important. The most important part of this equation is obedience to Adonai. God told them to do it, so they needed to do it. God was preparing us for what was to come. He only wanted the best, unblemished, perfect, most valuable sacrifices. That's why Yeshua was the only one of us who was good enough to step in and take our place and die, so our sins would have been removed. Not covered up, they were removed as though they had never happened. As New Covenant believers, we sometimes may be tempted to consider this Torah Kohanim as irrelevant. But in reality, nothing could be further from the truth. We were put here on earth to serve our God. Each and every one of us, in some way, are priests. We may not preach sermons, but we are here to serve Adonai and his son Yeshua, our Savior. Studying these sacrifices can bring fresh, new revelation to enrich our relationship with the Lord. These spiritual principles of blood sacrifice and substitutionary atonement are really not very well understood by many people, including some Jewish people, and that makes it difficult to make it for them to understand the significance of Yeshua's death on the cross. Yeshua's death on the cross and his blood cannot fully impact our soul unless we come to understand that the Old Testament laws of blood sacrifices and sin offerings, they're the foundation to the understanding of our faith and the blood sacrifice of Yeshua HaMashiach. God doesn't want the empty sacrifices or offerings we give because we feel we have to. It's our obedience which pleases God more than sacrifice. Samuel said it when he was confronting King Saul in 1 Samuel 15:22. "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." In the end, it is not simply the sacrifice that matters, that really matters to Adonai. It's the heart that offers it. What God ultimately requires of us is to practice justice, mercy, and humility toward man and God. This parashah begins with the words, "And he called." God called Moses to hear what he wanted the people to know. He wanted to make clear the purpose and the method of sacrifices. He wanted the people to know that these animals and items were not brought to God as food, because God neither eats nor drinks, and they weren't really giving these animals and items to God because God already owned them. Instead, the worshiper was to offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving and to call upon him in times of trouble so that God would deliver the worshiper and the worshiper would honor God. Let's imagine for a moment, what if the world was still under the old covenant? What if we still had to have all these sacrifices to atone for our sins? I think there's somewhere around 6.5 billion people in the world. We're all sinners who sin multiple times every day. There would be too many sacrifices to count. Too many innocent animals would need to be sacrificed. As always, God had a plan. His infinite love for us all, he sent his beloved Son, our perfect, unblemished Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, to take our place on the cross, to shed his own blood and suffer so we could live forever. Thank you, Father, for your great gift to us. We are so unworthy. But as most fathers do, you love us anyway. Thank you, Jesus, for obeying Adonai and coming here to save our souls. We're sorry for your suffering. We praise you for your ultimate sacrifice. You gave your life for us. Let us remember that and help us to remember to live our lives for you. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.